and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 132. I am Neil.
I'm Annalise.
Hi.
Hi. today we have a very special guest and...
yeah.
Yes.
We're getting awesome. Started.
Solid. Yes, solid.
In studio.
In
bedroom.
Office.
In tiny bedroom.
Right. That is an office. Stephanie is here from the Gotham Lights podcast. I think everybody knows who Stephanie is.
And... we'll let her pimp everything because all the work she does with 7 Days a Geek.
Well, yeah, but she's going to pimp that.
Oh, okay.
And off mic is Stephanie's mom, Juta, is here in the room. Mm-hmm. She says she's not going to talk, though, but she's going to be in the background a little bit. So if you hear her or whatever. There we go. Okay.
So yeah. Welcome.
Yeah.
You can still say you can say hi.
She's waving.
She's waving.
Yeah, I know. Okay. These, you know, podcast stuff. It's like wave.
So welcome to
Hi.
Home and Napa and the in studio guest appearance.
Yeah, no, it's like coveted.
It
it's
is
been reserved for like Ninja and Henno and mm-hmm. the parents.
Right
now, me.
Yeah,
I feel special.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, my sister. So yes. Yeah, it's
oh,
pretty.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her ex. So not kind of bring the curve down. Okay. You know,
well, that's why I'm here, you know, to
well,
kind of
he was current
even that out.
That's right.
Time, so.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have him on. That would be awesome, though. Be like, so you and my sister aren't married anymore. How you doing? Episode 138.
That's awkward.
Yeah. What you been up to?
Right.
How'd that go for you?
let's Stephanie pimp her shit before we forget.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, we'll start with that.
Right.
Well, pimp your shit.
Pimping. So first off, Gotham Lights, as you mentioned, which I do with Henno. Who I'm sure you know.
Never heard of him.
Right.
Weird name, if you ask me. Don't trust anybody with a name like Henno. That's all I'm saying.
So we can be found where all podcasts can be found. You can reach us on Twitter at Gotham Lights. You can also reach us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Gotham Lights. It's pretty easy. And then we also have an email address, which is Gotham Lights. Wait, what's the email address? I'm already blanking. This is going so well. Henno will be so proud. GothamLightsPodcast@gmail.com.
Nice. Very nice. And quickly, or not quickly, take as much time as you want. What is Gotham Lights about?
Gotham Lights is a Gotham TV show fan cast. So is the Fox TV show Gotham. We discuss that and geek out about it because we like the show, unlike some other people.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right? Like, you wouldn't happen to know a podcast by the name of Gotham Knights, would you?
No, well, no, it's gone.
It's gone.
I think there's one or two episodes out there. But besides that, it's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have been doing it since, what, about halfway through season one?
Yeah.
Now, have you gone back to... Actually, I know you haven't, but have you thought of going back and like doing the first, like doing whole shows on the episodes pre Gotham Lights?
I mean, we haven't discussed it.
Right.
I guess we could, especially during, you know, summer breaks and stuff when the show's not on.
Mm-hmm.
We've always thought about what can we do during the break. And this last break, we didn't really do much because neither of us had time. But yeah, I mean, that's something we could do.
Yeah, just... I think it would be kind of fun, especially now after seeing so much of it. You go back. So, and also, you're heavily involved with biscuits, from what I found out today. You're risking biscuits? Wait, if you don't risk it, you don't get a biscuit? How is it?
Gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
Is that what it is? I like it.
Sometimes you gotta risk it to get the biscuit.
Okay. I was very impressed by that. I'd like
now,
to hear of your
you know.
Your biscuit prowling.
Random movie quotes. That's me.
So yeah. So anyway, talk about the biscuit.
Well, wow. if by biscuit you're referring to 7 Days a Geek, I am also involved with them.
And I guess I should have said biscuits.
Right. And they have Podtoberfest, which is coming up. It's coming up at the beginning of October. It'll be October 7th and 8th. You can find out all about that by visiting podtoberfest.com. And you can check that out. It's got all the info on there as far as what's going to be happening with that, who's involved, and you can check that out and get all the deets.
And that'll be two 12-hour shows.
Two 12-hour shows in a row, yes. We'll be doing the first, if nothing changes so far, it's going to be 8 to 8 on Friday and then 9 to 9 or 9 to 10, however that will work out, on Saturday.
And you and Agent Palmer are kind of the producers, right? Co-producers?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm always hesitant to call myself a producer.
Solid.
But depending on who you ask, yes. I think mostly my responsibilities, I guess you could say, will be...
there's a lot of air quoting going up in here. <There is. laughs>
She's taking no responsibility for this whatsoever.
So I'll be manning the chat room. It'll be live on Mixler. So
it'll be manning the chat room.
Will Manning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, know it. Fist bump. There we go.
Oh, wow. I think that's our first in-studio fist bump.
It might be.
Yeah, solid.
See, firsts all around.
Nice.
I mean, you know, that's what I'm here for.
The biscuits and the firsts.
Exactly. First biscuits.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow. I'm going to fist bump myself for that. That was good.
There you go.
Okay.
So that's going to be going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So.
So end that.
So, so there's kind that. Of anything else you wanted to pimp? Anything else? Oh,
I have a blog.
Yeah.
So I guess I should probably pimp that.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of an important part of what you do.
Yes. Yeah. It's from braintokeyboard.com. And that is basically just stuff that I'm interested in, stuff I'll write about. I do a lot about movies. I'm trying to do more books lately. And, of course, things like I'll do Comic-Con posts, stuff that I'm involved in with Comic-Con. I'll probably do a post about Napa and you guys.
Oh, dear. That's a risky biscuit.
Right there. Which is why I got to write about it. Come on.
Right.
Yeah. So, transitioning a little bit, we have a letter from Palmer. Agent Palmer.
You wrote a whole letter?
Well, no. An email, I should say. And so I figured we'd just get into this and, you know, kind of get it out of the way.
Let's get into it.
Because we know he's sitting there going, when are you going to read my letter?
Right.
It's been seven
minutes. It's so
minutes.
Satisfying to have her right here and I can make jokes and she laughs at my jokes where I hit it in person. I love it.
Okay.
Just saying.
You're so easy to please.
Right?
She just needs someone here to laugh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Palmer from agentpalmer.com, and he also works a lot with 7 Days a Geek, The Diamond Dave Show, and the Wicked Theory Podcast. So, he says, I have 3 observations for you. 1, last week you skipped the weather report and it messed up my whole week. Just kidding, it only messed up my Sunday. We actually, we didn't mean to skip it. We had it all set to go. We threw a wrench in our own gears by changing the favorite 5 to Tony and Jeannie at the last minute, and it kind of threw off everything. And so... I can blame my brain injuries why I didn't remember to do it.
I didn't remember
and
either.
And
Annalise
was like, whatever. Less of you is better. If I don't have to hear you do that damn weather report, it's much better.
That is not what happened.
Well, you know, you had a lot to do with that Fave 5.
Right. I had to come off the
look,
fly.
The look on her face. What? I'm like, we don't have to do it. And she was like... horrified, and she's like, no, let's do it. And I'm like, you don't look at all like
I
you want to do this.
Unprepared.
Yeah. Right. And then you wanted to limit her even more,
Well, yeah.
About meeting
that's
them.
Like,
no.
That's what I do. And then 2 is, I'm not saying that Annalise talking about Matt's preparation for reasons or several is the start of something, but could there be some pod jealousy going on there? Yes. Yes, Agent Palmer. There could very well be. Do you have anything to... say about your biscuits?
Are you trying to imply that my biscuits are jealous of you being on with Matt?
No, just jealous of Matt.
Oh, no.
Well,
and
you know.
And his preparation skills.
I wish Matt would do all of my prep for our show.
That Whoa.
Would
be cool. Talking about Matt's biscuits now.
All you have to do is just keep complimenting him on how young he looks.
Right.
And maybe he will.
I'm not a good
And how
prepper.
Good he is at finance.
Right. I'm not a good prepper. I would say Matt is a very good prepper. And that is okay.
Bears for squares.
What?
Yeah, that's like the large hairy gay men for people like in finance that are square, like Matt. He needs love too. Bears for squares. No?
This is going downhill, right?
It's not just saying.
You feel like this is going downhill?
Come on.
Okay.
Bears are cool.
I like Matt. There's no jealousy.
I like bears.
Don't try to start something, Agent Palmer.